Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, June the 16th, 2025. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into WGH Talk Radio, and I am very glad to tell you about a big event, and I do mean big with a capital B, coming up in Marion this coming Saturday. Bobby Floyd and Friends, hosted by Janice Rogers, featuring artist LaCosta Mays and comedian Cameron Steele. This event will take place at the May Pavilion at the Palace Theater. Doors open at 6 p.m., entertainment at 6:30. This is June 21st, this coming Saturday, first day of summer, by the way. There'll be a silent auction and 50-50 drawing. General admission, $35, pre-sale only, and this is part of the Juneteenth celebration of events going on here in Marion, Ohio. I've also got to mention that Ohio Health is a premier sponsor of this event. The bronze sponsors are OSUM, United Way, Graphic Packaging, Arbet, and Tri-Rivers. You can get tickets online on the Palace website or by calling the box office Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets are still available. The box office number, 740-383-2101. That's 740-383-2101. Call that number as fast as you can. You are not going to want to miss this. I attended this event last year and was blown away by the entertainment, and we're going to remind you of that a lot this hour, because our guest this hour is a Marion native and also Grammy winner. Now, a few years ago, a lot was made of Bobby Floyd being a Grammy nominated artist, but we learned last year that he is a Grammy winning artist, and I believe that is a first for Marion. He will be back home at the May Pavilion this coming Saturday night. I wouldn't miss it for love nor money, starting at 6:30 with a whole lot of other talent. What a pleasure it is. He's out touring as he heads back home to Marion this Saturday to be joined this hour by Marion native, Grammy award-winning artist, Bobby Floyd. Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Just, I'm actually at home. I got back last night to play my gig, but I'm headed back out of town again on tomorrow night. I'm going to Pittsburgh, but I'm good. I'm just kind of catching my breath here and getting ready for the week, and of course getting ready to come to Marion on Saturday. Looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. For people who are interested in coming out on Saturday, you will be performing. We've got LaCosta Mays, who is great. He performed last year. Comedian Cameron Steele, that's a new ripple this year. What can people expect Saturday night at the May Pavilion?
Oh, they can expect a great variety, a good variety in entertainment. Especially in music, I'm familiar with LaCosta. We both play in the same church. Of course, he's a lot younger than I am, but he played at May's Temple, Church of God in Christ, as the music director there. And in my younger years, that's where I actually grew up playing and learning how to play gospel music. So he's performing. He's a great musician, great keyboard player, and singer. The comedian I'm not really familiar with, but I hear he's really good. And, of course, it'll be my trio featuring a saxophone player, Brian Olszewski, on saxophone. So you're going to get a little bit of humor, a little bit of comedy, and some great music.
What's it like to come home to Marion and play?
It's great. It's great to to see. I started doing this 3 years. This is my third year, and it's always good to come home and see friends that I grew up with, people that I haven't seen in a long time, actually since high school, which was many years ago. And it's great. You know, there are good musicians in Marion, great singers from church, and like I mentioned, La Costa Maze is there. So it's kind of nice to come home and participate and fellowship with friends from way back.
You know, as I said, Bobby, I was at the event last year, and one of the things that was great about it was there were those people in the audience. Your mother was there last year, the late George Kasotis, who recently passed away. I believe you had played in his establishment, was there. It was a great night.
Yes, it was. It was a really good night, and I'm so sorry. I just heard about George about a week ago, but I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with the fact that that was one of my first nightclub gigs, a place in Marion back in the 70s called the Keg and Vine. I think it was on Main Street. I was in the ninth grade. Me, Bob Breithaupt, drummer from Marion, Ohio. But George actually gave me my first jazz piano trio gig back then. Great, he's a great guy, great person, and I'm so sorry he's not with us anymore, but I'm sure he's up there and enjoying all the great jazz musicians that's up there right now.
Absolutely, and I know he'd be very proud that you mentioned this, and that we're glad that you mentioned it as well. You know, I was thinking about that back in the 70s in Marion. Was there any issue with somebody having a group of color in their establishment? Was that an uphill fight at any point?
I can't remember. I can't remember that right offhand. I can't remember. It seems like people, even if there was a little bit of difference in opinion, it wasn't real blatant. It wasn't real noticeable. But you know, one thing that might have kind of just kept that under the covers is the fact that the music was great, and everybody seemed to enjoy the music. So the cool thing is, music has a way of bringing people together, and even back then, I think it helped.
You know, that's an interesting point. What is it about music that seems to bust through race and ethnicity, male, female? If it's good, if it's entertaining, we like it.
Right. You know, sometimes I tell people, can you imagine how this world, the whole world, would be if there wasn't music? You know, especially with all this stuff going on right now in politics. I mean, it's bad enough as it is. But it's good. It's always been good that we have music to fall back on. And you can think back to artists from way back that use music to protest, to speak their minds, and to bring up points that, like, maybe they might have been leery about verbalizing their fears and inhibitions. It, you know, music has a way of doing that, and also it brings people together because, you know, like you said, it's just so good. It's so it makes you feel so good. It makes you it helps you forget about all of your troubles, and even if you're kind of, you might be prejudiced, but you don't think about that at the time. So yeah, music is great.
You know, Bobby, one thing that sticks out in my mind from last year, we did a little interview after the event was over. You were gracious to do that after a long performance. And there was all of this news made about 5 or 6 years ago that you had been nominated for a Grammy. You did not end up winning that Grammy. And I sat down to interview with you, and I said, Grammy-nominated recording artist. And you said, well, no, I actually, since then, I did win a Grammy. And I thought, well, there wasn't nearly the press on that. Tell people what you won the Grammy for.
It's with the Count Basie Orchestra, again, you know, which is the first Grammy that I was nominated for was the Count Basie Orchestra. And I happened to be on a recording that they did. And it's just one song. I played on one song, a song called Rock Candy. And it came out just a couple of years ago, and it was nominated for a Grammy and actually won. So I'm only on one song. I tell people I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. And it won a Grammy.
Why do you think, when you look back at this, that being nominated for a Grammy got so much attention, and then when you actually won one, not a lot of people know about it?
Well, it wasn't, even the first one, I think word of mouth had a big effect on people finding out. I never advertised it, I never talked about it, and I don't know, I really don't know the reason. Maybe people just kind of got over the thing of me being nominated the first time. I think it kind of caught everybody by surprise. And with that happening, the second time actually winning the Grammy, I think people were like maybe a little more, or not as surprised. So yeah, I don't know. I really don't know the reason behind that.
It's a very interesting thing because I think a lot of kids and a lot of people who go to school and grow up here in Marion, it gives them some hope because a lot of people are involved in music, and to think that a Grammy-winning artist came from Marion, still around, performing, going to be performing on Saturday night in Marion, I think it gives people a lot of hope.
Yeah, I agree with that. And there's great talent in Marion, and Marion has a little bit of history of putting talent out there. And if you look at people like Willie Phoenix, some of us know him as Willie Craig. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's a great guitarist, very popular here in Columbus, doing real well. We're both about the same age. And then there are other musicians, Bob Breihop, a great drummer, musician. I have actually played drums in my trio back in the 70s. He's doing real good. Billy Sims, he passed away not real long ago, but he was a great musician that played in New York City, very popular, did real well in his life. All of these people from Marion, Ohio. So yeah, there's a lot of talent in Marion, so people should know about these other musicians, not only about me, but these other musicians that really contributed. And that should let young people know that, yes, there is a possibility of coming from Marion and being successful. So yes, that's a good point.
Absolutely. It's a tremendous thing. Where do you keep your Grammy Award at?
I actually don't have. I mean, I have. What do you call it? It's like the thing you wear around your neck. It's not the trophy, but I have one of those. But from what I hear, I think you have to actually pay for the trophy, even the winners. And I never did get around to doing that.
Well, you still got the award, and that's all that matters. Joined on the line this hour by Bobby Floyd, Grammy Award-winning artist and Marion native. Do want to remind everybody again, Bobby Floyd and Friends will be performing at the May Pavilion this coming Saturday, just days away, first day of summer, June the 21st, 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 6. Silent auction 50-50, general admission $35. You can get those tickets online at the Palace or call the box office Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday this week, 9 to 5, 740-383-2101. You're not going to want to miss this for love nor money. Bobby, how did it all start, music in your life?
It started with my mother and father. They both played piano. They weren't accomplished musicians, but they played well enough to start me off. And I kind of took it from there. Of course, with their help, they kept me inspired and encouraged to keep playing music. My mom played in church, and my dad, they both played just a little bit. And my dad was a jazz lover. He loved all of the great jazz pianists from the past. So I listened to Earl Garner, Thelonious Monk, Oscar Peterson, all the great piano players and organ players as I grew up. So, you know, that's where I got my jazz from dad's records, and I got my gospel from mom playing in church. And at the age of six, I believe I was six, I actually started playing in church. I remember the pastor of the church that I played at, he actually gave me my first opportunity to play in church on Tuesday nights. It was called Prayer and Bible Band Night. I'll never forget it. And I was so excited. And it kind of grew from that point in my life. I knew I had the talent. Mom and Dad encouraged me to stick with it. So I took lessons, studied, and practiced. So that's how it all got started.
Now, I was reading something that said you first played piano at age two?
Yes, I was 2 or 3 years old when I started. Yes.
Now, most of us are very lucky if we can even eat and sit up at age two, and you were playing the piano?
Yes. I guess I have the gift. It's a God-given gift. They discovered at my very young age that I had perfect pitch also. I remember my dad putting me in music lessons, and my first teacher at Mrs. L.T. Dukes told them that, when I play a note and he's in another room and can identify that note, that's called, we didn't even know what it was. She told us that's called perfect pitch. So, you know, everybody knew I had the talent. That's kind of how it all started. And that, you know, for some reason, I mean, I love music. I love listening to all the great pianists, you know, all those records that my dad played, and playing in church, all the musicians in church. I wanted to be just like that. So, yeah, that's kind of where it all started, and that's what kind of kept me inspired throughout my whole young musical life.
What has being from Marion, or what did Marion teach you that you have taken throughout your career?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Marion has taught me to stick with it. One good thing is, you know, I mean, I wasn't very good in school. I wanted to play piano, but and people around me, especially older people and my parents, they all were very supportive of me with my music and encouraged me to keep on going. There were other musicians that also inspired me from Marion, like Dick Colvin, my teacher, Maury Klein, and then the people in church that I grew up, and all my dad's friends that used to come over to the house, they all encouraged me. So, you know, just the relationship I had with people in Marion was one thing that kind of kept me on the right road. And, of course, playing in church, that kind of kept me on the right road also. So that's one thing I'm really happy about growing up in Marion, Ohio. It's just, you know, the people were very supportive.
Obviously, church and religion have played a big part in your life, certainly gave you a start in the music industry. What part has that played throughout your life?
I think it's kept me well grounded and also realizing that there is a God. I'm very religious, and I'm a believer, and I really believe that's one thing that's helped, you know, keep my mind in the right place. I'm not a very boisterous, egotistical person, and I learned that from, like, I can even mention, like, the pastor of my church while I was growing up, Elder John W. Mays. He kind of helped keep me on the right track. So I think it's helped me, and a lot of my friends from Marion, my family even, my sisters and brothers, we're all kind of like the same when it comes to personality. We're just well grounded, and I think just growing up in church helped us, you know, develop that attitude, that personality.
Mm. Obviously, the music you perform brings a lot of entertainment and joy to a lot of people. But what does music do for you personally?
Oh, it's very rewarding. It's therapeutic, and it's very enjoyable. It's really enjoyable, and it also it allows me to meet a lot of great people, a lot of great musicians. So yeah, it's helped me in a lot of ways. Yeah, I don't know what I would be doing now if I wasn't a musician, if I didn't grow up playing. I don't know what I would be doing, but I'm so happy that I grew up to be a musician.
You know, Bobby, something so interesting is that there are so many kids who play sports in school. They are part of the band. They are part of the orchestra. They're part of the choir, actors, things of that nature. But they think, because of where they come from, that no matter how good they are, it's not New York, it's not Los Angeles, it's not Chicago. They don't know how to get started, so they give up on that dream and maybe go into another field. What advice would you give to those kids?
I would say that is not necessarily true. There's still avenues of becoming well known and getting your music or whatever you do getting recognized, especially today. It's so different today than it was when I was growing up, because you have the internet, you know, you have Instagram, you have YouTube, you know, you have, you know, where you can get your own, you have your own website where you can actually communicate with the whole world without leaving your house. You know, and a lot of people, there's more of that going on now than there was years ago when I was coming up. It was more of what you were just talking about when I was growing up. You know, you might have to go to New York or Chicago or L.A. to get more well-known. But there are people that are getting recording deals from getting thousands, millions of likes on YouTube, you know. Now, it's good to get up, you know, this is what I do. I go out a lot to different cities throughout the country and sometimes throughout the world, just to kind of, like, you know, keep, you know, getting your publicity. You play in front of people that aren't familiar with you. It's good to back your career up by doing that, by traveling. But it's much easier now, like I said, than it was years ago. So if you're young coming up, you want to, and young people know this. If you want to be recognized for what you're doing, use all of this social media that's out there for you to use. That's what they're doing. As a matter of fact, they're doing it way better than I am, because I'm not very good when it comes to doing it. I have my daughter; she helps me sometimes.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's so different now.
Has there been a moment in your career where you said, I've made it? This is what I wanted to accomplish.
No, No, I really don't feel that way, because there's a lot more that I want to do. There are a lot of things that other musicians have accomplished that I would like to accomplish myself. And when I say that, I don't mean, you know, becoming rich and famous. I just feel like I have an obligation, a commitment to get my music out there. And I think it has to do with my spiritual related beliefs. You know, I think God gave me the gift to do that. That's what I'm supposed to do. So yeah, I'm never like really satisfied with just, you know, having my music played in Columbus. I mean, it's great to have my music played in Columbus, Ohio, Marion, Ohio. But I love the fact of being able to get it out there. I look at musicians like we're preachers, we're messengers. We don't talk, but we express ourselves with music. And like I was saying earlier, just imagine how this world would be if there wasn't music. You know, so we have a responsibility as musicians. So that's my big belief, and that's my big goal.
You know, it's very interesting what you just said, because there are so many people who feel, even when giving advice to kids nowadays, or even giving advice to other people, they believe it is about how much money you make, how famous are you, that is the measuring stick of success in life. How much money do you have in the bank? How many people know who you are? Why is that not the goal?
For me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, everybody should at least reach a level of success to where they are comfortable and they can pay their bills, you know, and I'm actually pretty much at that point myself. But I just personally, I have no desire to be a multi-millionaire or billionaire. I don't know what I would do if I had all that money. Mm. You know, I just want to be happy. I want to be able to, you know, support family and be with friends and not have to struggle in life. You know, I'm happy playing my music. Sometimes I tell young people that, you know, find your passion, find what you love doing, and try to make that career. If you can do that, and just as long as it's legit, you'll be happy the rest of your life. You know, there's so many people that get up every morning, work 9 to 5, and they're miserable their whole 30, 35 years of working, you know. So, yeah, with me, it's just, you know, let me do my music. Let me at least be comfortable enough to pay my bills, and I'm good.
It's a very good point to make. We've got about 20 minutes left with Grammy Award-winning artist Bobby Floyd here this morning, Marion native. But we want to let people know again that Bobby and his friends will be in Marion this coming Saturday, June 21st, first day of summer. The event is hosted by Janice Rogers, featuring artist LaCosta Mays and comedian Cameron Steele. It will be at the May Pavilion at the Palace Theater. Doors open at 6 p.m., entertainment at 6:30. Silent auction, 50-50. General admission ticket, pre-sale only, is $35. The premier sponsor of this event is Ohio Health. Bronze sponsors, OSUM, United Way, Graphic Packaging, Arbet, and Tri Rivers. Tickets are available now. Go to the Palace website, get those tickets online, or you can go to the box office or call them Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday this week, 9 to 5, 740-383-2101. Again, the Palace number, the box office, 740-383-2101. It's an event and a night you're not going to want to miss. Bobby, you've worked with the legendary Ray Charles. Tell us about Ray Charles.
Oh, Ray Charles, they called him the genius of soul, and that title fits him perfectly. He was great to work with. I really enjoy playing with him. Our personal relationship, I didn't have that many conversations with him. He was pretty much to himself in the years I played with him. But it was so much fun, and musically rewarding. I played with his big band. I played piano. A lot of people ask, well, how did you play with Ray Charles? He played piano also. Well, the big band would play before they would introduce Ray Charles. So I would sit at the piano and play with the big band. We'd play three songs, and then they would call him out, ladies and gentlemen, the genius of soul, Ray Charles. We play the music while he's coming out, but I'm getting up off the piano, and I go over to the organ, and then he sits at the piano, and I back him up on organ as he plays piano. So that's how that happens. But yeah, it was great fun. I traveled all over the world with him, and I was with him for about a year and a half. So it was really nice.
You know, it's very interesting. He's one of those names, even though he's been gone for quite some time now, that endures. And I think it's because of things he did, like the Pepsi commercials that he did, and also the movie that was done on him. What did you make of the Ray Charles movie? And do you think it's close to what he was?
You know, the movie, it starts back when he was a little boy. And it goes all the way up to the 60s. And then the movie is over. So now I was with him in the 80s. So it's kind of hard for me to relate to what happened during the time period the movie is in. But some of the things they said about him and the people around him, from what I can remember, it's pretty accurate. It was pretty accurate, especially the part where, well, I told you, you know, he was pretty much to himself the time I was on the band with him. But back in the day, like during the movie, like, you know, I guess you could say the 60s, 70s, he was more sociable. And he hung out with the band a lot. He would go out and gamble with the guys in the band, Las Vegas. But some people try to take advantage of him because he was blind. I don't know if you saw the movie, but there are parts in the movie where, you know, they would try to hand him like a $5 bill instead of 20, like, you know, what he asked for, and they might get in a fight or he might get mad. It was things like that kind of started him not being as sociable as he was. He just kind of stayed to himself. But, you know, as far as the music, he was creative like that. He was a genius. He was determined, even in spite of him being blind, he was determined to be successful. He got his music out there, and he was great. It was great working with him.
Yeah, I believe it was in the early 90s when he got, and he had done so great and been so popular, but he got this Diet Pepsi contract, which I think went on for 3 years. You've got the right one, baby. And were you surprised at that? Did you like that he had that resurgence because of those very popular commercials?
Yeah, I like that. But I also believe that he had longevity in his career, like when it comes to people knowing who he was, just because he was such an innovator with his music. And there's nobody. What's that? No, I thought I heard something else. There was nobody like Ray Charles. You know, he was like one of the first. I'm talking about like with the soul in his music that he provided. You know, he was just a natural. And there are musicians out there that were very popular, that were innovators, that just lasted. I mean, look at all the albums Miles Davis sold over the years and still selling, like some of the best sellers. You know, you look at the Beatles, look at Michael Jackson, all of these people and bands, look at Prince. All of these bands were innovators. And just because they were so different and so new and so good, they lasted. They had longevity. They had lasted a long time. What I'm more surprised about is when Ray Charles went through that period where he wasn't as popular, you know, because to me he was still real great.
Absolutely. You know, Bobby, this event coming up on Saturday at the May Pavilion at the Palace is part of the Juneteenth series of events here in Marion to celebrate that holiday. What does being a person of color in this week and month of events mean to you?
Oh, it means so much. It's great. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm proud to be an African American musician because we, you know, and not just only us, but you know, in general, just kind of generally speaking, you know, we put so much feel and so much soul in our music, and we appreciate it. There's so much history behind what we do, and I get a chance to come home and share that with everybody. Not only at home, but when I go out and play, it's just good to play my music. And my, like I said, my music is based on how I grew up, where I came from, playing gospel music in church, listening to probably mostly African-American jazz gospel musicians. So yeah, it means a lot to me. It's great to see a lot of my people coming out to support music. I just wish, you know, I could do that everywhere I go, you know. But yeah, it's great.
You know, Bobby, we've got about 10 minutes left here. Do you have any regrets in this career, this life?
Oh, no, not at all. The only regret I have is I wish I could do more, get myself out there more. And like I said earlier, it's not because I want to be rich and live in a 50-room mansion and drive a Rolls Royce. But, you know, I just have that spiritual, that commitment that I want to follow to get the message out there.
To get through this life and be successful and do the things you have done, do you have a philosophy that you live by?
Well, yes. I mentioned one earlier. The one thing I tell young people is, you know, and this is like if you're young and you're getting started, and you're trying to decide on your career what you want to do, you know, find what you want to do, what you really enjoy, and you want to make that your career so that you're happy and you're being productive and creative all your life. So that's, I still try to do that in my older year. I think people, you know, I think you should just keep it real, you know, and that's what I try to do in music. I try to keep it real. And by that, I mean just playing real creative music. And it's funny how music relates to life. I just think in life we should be that way. So that's, you know, I guess if I said I have a philosophy, that it would be sort of that, you know, just kind of keep it real, be truthful, be honest, productive and be creative, and stay humble. I guess that would be, I never think about my philosophy in life, but just off of the top of my head, I think that's where it would pretty much come from.
When you look back at this career that obviously has had a lot of high points, what do you consider the high points so far?
Traveling to different places, meeting people. Lots of people, and being able to play for them and fellowship with them. Also, my family, my wife, beautiful wife. We've been married for more than 40 years now. I have a beautiful daughter. She's musical. She's very smart. She's really creative. And she, I mean, you know, that's exactly what I want in life. So she's doing that. So I would say those are highlights, big highlights in my life.
In our lives, we all have highs and lows. What has been a low in your life that you've had to overcome?
Oh, wow. Of course, in my older years, I've had some health issues. I mean, I don't want to get into them right now, but those, I've gotten through them. I'm trying to stay healthy. I just turned 70 on my last birthday.
Ah, happy birthday.
Thank you. That was back in December. My birthday's Christmas Eve. I guess, you know, when you deal with health issues, that can be a pretty low point in anybody's life. But, you know, other than that, I mean, you know, we all have, you know, disappointments here and there. But nothing has really been so disappointing to where it's gotten me down. I've pretty much been a happy person all my life.
Other than Ray Charles, who are the names that stick out that you have met or gotten to play with?
That's a good question. I played with a lot of people, and they've had different effect on me. I'm just trying to think of some names right offhand. I just can't think of anybody right offhand. I've played with a lot of great jazz musicians, and most jazz musicians are very like level headed. I mean, I learned from them also. A lot of the leaders that, I worked with Dr. John for about 5 years, Matt Repinek, and he was very, very cool, very cool. And I enjoy, you know, we traveled with him on his bus a lot, and he would sit out in the front room of the bus with us and just talk about all the great artists he worked with. And all you'd have to do is bring up a name like Dexter Gordon or Miles Davis or anybody, and he worked with them all. So all you have to do is mention a name, and you wouldn't have to say anything else. He would just go on stories after stories about his personal experiences with them. You know, most of them were funny, you know, so he would have us laughing. So he was a lot of fun working with. Of course, Ray Charles was a highlight. Also, like I said, I didn't have that many interactions with him, but the times I did talk with him, he was very encouraging, inspiring. And then there are a lot of great jazz musicians that I worked with. They were all very cool. I'll never forget those times.
Certainly a good life so far. And want to remind people again, because it's coming up very, very soon, this coming Saturday, Bobby Floyd, Grammy winner, Marion native, and Friends, hosted by Janice Rogers, featuring artist LaCosta Mays and comedian Cameron Steele at the May Pavilion at the Palace Theater. Doors open at 6 p.m., entertainment at 6:30 this coming Saturday, June the 21st, first day of summer, easy day to remember. Silent auction, 50-50 drawing, general admission, $35, pre-sale tickets only. Ohio Health is the premier sponsor for this event. The bronze sponsors, OSUM, United Way, Graphic Packaging, Arbet, and Tri-Rivers. Tickets are available online via the Palace website or by calling the Palace Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday this week, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 740-383-2101. That's 740-383-2101. You will not want to miss this. We've got about 2 minutes left with Bobby. Two quick questions. Bobby, years from now, how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered for the things that I've done over my musical years, the contributions that I made. And like I told you earlier, I'm not satisfied with, I'm not at a point to where, like, you know, I've accomplished everything that I wanted to. I want to do more. I would love to leave my mark in history as doing that. And being the person that I try to be, you know, I try to love everybody and treat everybody fairly and be inspiration to people. So that's my goal in life. Hey, Scott, while I'm thinking about it, you were talking about all the details of the event coming up Saturday. I just want to thank everybody. Terry McDuffie and Janice Rogers and all the sponsors. I appreciate what they're doing. They work hard to make this happen. And Tara is like really, she's so resourceful and helpful. I just want to send a quick thank you out to them.
Oh, absolutely. And they do a lot of great work on putting this together and making things like this happen. And it really, really is a fun event. Like I said, I was able to attend last year. I'll be there this year. And it is a great, great event. Bobby, just finish this sentence for me. Bobby Floyd is.
Bobby Floyd is happy. That's a good question, Scott. You kind of caught me by surprise with that one. And Bobby Floyd is trying to be resourceful, helpful, and inspiring.
And certainly will, and certainly has been this coming Saturday, right here in Marion, the May Pavilion at the Palace Theater, 6:30 p.m. Those tickets can be purchased online or by calling 740-383-2101. Only $35. Comedian, comedy, LaCosta Mays performing, and Bobby Floyd, the only Grammy winner in the history of Marion County, and that means something. Bobby, it's great to talk with you, and I look forward to Saturday night.
Okay, Scott, I really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Marion's only Grammy winner, Bobby Floyd. Don't leave his name out of any conversation when it comes to important people from Marion. He's a very modest man, but he is a Grammy winner. And only one person does it first, and Bobby Floyd was that person. Saturday night, get your tickets, 740-383-2101. The box office at the Palace is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 to 5. You can get the tickets online, $35. Bobby Floyd and his friends, Marion's Grammy winner. Don't miss this. Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
I think that nobody likes criticism, but sometimes it's very legitimate.